we give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. There's a whole lot happening that we have to deal with all at the same time. This is not unusual for this time of the year for us. And we know it, but you don't know it. But one thing for sure, if the Lord has not chosen to come, the Lord tarries his coming, and I am living and well enough to do what I'm supposed to do, I will be here by the grace of God. I have to be. And so we thank God for you. We thank God for your presence. Invite people who do not know Christ as Savior. I will explain to them, I will preach to them, I will proclaim to them a clear understanding of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You might wonder, why does he take so much time to preach the gospel so clearly and so thoroughly? Well, when I was growing up in the church, my dad was a preacher, my mother was a preacher. We have been in church all of our lives. I can remember going to church as a very, very little boy. I have images in my mind. I couldn't have been no more than 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. And but I remember being in the church as a baby, as a toddler. I have images in my mind, in the jasmine of my mind, of a church that we went to in New York City. And I probably couldn't even talk, but I remember it. And so we were raised in church, but I never heard a clear, understandable presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ like how I give it to you every day, until I was 19 years old and I was a grown man and had left home. And that is a tragedy. And I believe that there are millions of religious people like I was who are just like that, never even heard the gospel while raised in church. Be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, number one, a memorial prayer devotional evangelistic service. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Daily Devotional Bible Reading Episode number 329, where I simply read 3 chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions. And we do this podcast to encourage you to read the Holy Bible in a year's time with your family. And if you're single, you can do it alone, or you can join us. And we will count you as an honorary family member. Today we are reading 2 Chronicles chapter 23. Isaiah chapter 45 and Micah chapter 7. And today we're going straight to the Holy Scriptures. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the earlier prayer meeting. Hear and answer our prayers, Lord, for we need prayer in this sin-cursed world, in these perilous times. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray, not only now, but throughout this day, without ceasing. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, I pray that you will have continued mercy and grace upon us. For those who believe in you, please forgive us of our sins as we, from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Lord, thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Lord, once again we pray that you would fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit and your strength to read your holy word, to read it and to understand it and to apply it to our lives. Lord, help us to enjoy it, to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, and to be faithful to it, regardless of what others do. And help us to share it with others. Help us to witness to others. And the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And grant me your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach it, your holy gospel, 3 times today. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, glorify your holy name and lift up your holy Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to, as we read, help us to focus and to concentrate on your holy word, and help us to understand it even as we read it. Then, Lord, help us to meditate on it throughout the day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Now, Lord, I want to thank you. This has been a strange morning and a different kind of a morning. But, Lord, I am amazed at what you have allowed us to accomplish for the ministry, regarding the ministry, and other things. And so, Lord, help us to be thankful, even though our schedule is off. Help us to be thankful that some very important and very serious things and good things have been done this morning already up until this time, and that really some things have been done ahead of time because of what has been done this morning. So, Lord, bless it all, use it all for your glory, praise, and honors. Glory, praise, and honor. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to put together finally the encouragement and the challenge to Christians who are wondering how they can witness for the Lord now, since they're in under the restrictions of the plague. Lord, help them to get started today in passing out gospel tracts and gospel pamphlets, your holy word, in a contactless way, as you have led us to do for years. Help them to do it now. And we pray that millions of souls would be saved, millions of Christians would be revived. We thank you for allowing us to kick that campaign off this morning. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing 2 Chronicles chapter 23 in the Word of God. And in the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat, the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. And they went about in Judah and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the chief of the fathers of Israel. And they came to Jerusalem. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said unto them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord hath said of the sons of David. This is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you entering on the Sabbath of the priests and of the Levites shall be porters of doors, and a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. But let none come into the house of the Lord, save the priests, and they that minister of the Levites. They shall go in, for they are holy. But all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whosoever else cometh into the house, he shall be put to death. But be ye with the king when he cometh in, and when he goeth out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded, and took every man his men that were to come in on the Sabbath, with them that were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest dismissed not the courses. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. And he set all the people, every man having his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and the temple, by the king round about. Then they brought out the king's son, and put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king, and Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, God save the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. And she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the princes and the trumpets by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced and sounded with trumpets, also the singers with instruments of music, and such as taught to sing praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, treason, treason. Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, have her forth of the rangers, and whoso followeth her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, slay her not in the house of the Lord. So they laid hands on her, and when she was come to the entering of the horse gate by the king's house, they slew her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king, and they should be the Lord's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal and break it down, and break his altars and his images in pieces, and slew Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. Also Jehoiada appointed the officers of the house of the Lord by the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of the Lord, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was ordained by David. And he set the porters at the gates of the house of the Lord, that none which was unclean in anything should enter in. And he took the captains of hundreds, and the nobles, and the governors of the people, and all of the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of the Lord. And they came through the high gate into the king's house, and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after that they had slain Athaliah with the sword. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy, and I mean that, to read the Word of God found in Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou? Or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I even, my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together, that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He hath created it. Not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, and even to him shall men come, and all that are increased, or rather all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7, woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her, now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy word, the flock of thine inheritance. Feed thy people with thy rod, pardon me, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood. In the midst of Carmel, let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. According to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. The nations shall see and be confounded. At all their might they shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And we thank you, Lord, for those truths and those memory verses that stood out as we read. Have your holy word to find a lodging place in our hearts. And Lord, help us to meditate on your holy word, to obey it, to share it with others, and to be an encouragement to others who are struggling on this difficult road. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 665, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, therefore, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God with prayer, it is indeed my prayer that in the giving of the sense and understanding of it, it is indeed my prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath to come and from the eternal burning hell. Today, dear friends, we're reading Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Grant us your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit, your unction and your anointing, to understand your holy word and to obey it and to live by it and to share it with others and to proclaim your gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2. Now, here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says the prophet's long-standing concern, which finally erupted into a volcanic complaint, was twofold. First, he wanted to know why God seemed so indifferent. Why doesn't God hear? Second, he wanted to know why God seemed so insensitive. Why doesn't God help? Habakkuk's words, how long show his agony over God's seeming delay in responding to the prophet's concerns? Many Christians today sense the same problem. They wonder why God seems silent when they pray, like several psalmists. Habakkuk went to God to complain about his troubles and the troubles of his people. He described the injustice that was rampant around him. And then asked, how long and why? Later he used these same words again. This prophet sounded more like a singer than a seer. Part of Israel's worship involved making impassioned pleas to God for help in times of desperate trouble. Israel did not normally complain about its troubles in letters to the editor. They took their pleas directly to God in worship and in prayer. and in song. Habakkuk's concern was not only that his cries went unheeded, but that the corruption continued unchecked. He cried out to God violence, but God seemed to do nothing. The stock word violence sums up all the chaos Habakkuk witnessed around him. The word is sprinkled throughout the book like ink blots on a crumpled page in history. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together in your holy word. Lord, help us to apply your holy word and what we have learned to our own lives and to meditate on it and to change from it and to share it with others and to proclaim your holy gospel in these perilous times. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's fantastic devotional book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast and this is episode number 275. Our scripture passage chosen by the Prince of Preachers today is 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, which reads, He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Why should Christians imitate Christ? They should do it for their own sakes. If they desire to be in a healthy state of soul, if they would escape the sickness of sin and enjoy the vigor of growing in grace and by grace, let Jesus be their model for their own happiness, for their own happiness' sake. If they would drink wine on the lees, well refined, if they would enjoy holy and happy communion with Jesus, if they would be lifted up above the cares and troubles of this world, let them walk even as he walked. There is nothing which can so assist you to walk towards heaven with good speed as wearing the image of Jesus on your heart to rule all its motions. It is when by the power of the Holy Spirit you are enabled to walk with Jesus in his very footsteps that you are most happy and most known to be the sons of God, yea, daughters of God. Peter, afar off, is both unsafe and uneasy. Next, for religion's sake, strive to be like Jesus. Poor religion, thou hast been surely and sorely shot at by cruel foes, but thou hast not been wounded one half so dangerously by thy foes as by thy friends. who made those wounds in the fair hand of godliness. The professor who used the dagger of hypocrisy, the man who with pretenses enters the fold, being naught but a wolf in sheep's clothing, worries the flock more than the lion outside. There is no weapon half so deadly as a Judas kiss. Inconsistent professors injure the gospel more than the sneering critic or the infidel or the atheist. But especially for Christ's own sake, imitate his example. Christian, lovest thou thy Savior? Is his name precious to see, and rather to thee? Is his name precious to thee? Is his cause dear to thee? Is it? Wouldst thou see the kingdoms of the world become his? Is it thy desire that he should be glorified? Art thou longing that souls should be won to him? If so, imitate Jesus. Be an epistle of Christ, known and read of all men. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word and for this powerful devotional. Lord, help us to take heed to it and go and do what we should do based upon what we have heard. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here is how you can be saved from hell when you die, and saved to heaven, and walk with the Lord morning and evening, if you will, until you go to that wonderful place called heaven after you die. And we're all going to die. I know it may sound rather morbid, but we're all going to die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have sinned against God. I hope that you can agree with that. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin, our sinful nature, and the sins we choose to do. The body goes to the grave when we die. The soul goes to the eternal burning hell immediately when we die, if we do not trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Speaking of hell, thirdly, accept the fact then, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never believed in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, in one of his many sermons on hell, he said, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Notice the earnestness and seriousness in which Jesus brings this out. He's basically saying, If your hand leads you to sin, if your foot leads you to sin against him, against God, it is better for you to cut your hand off and cut your foot off and go to heaven that way than to go to hell with both hands and both feet. So hell is bad news, isn't it? Hell is a bad place according to Jesus Christ himself. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, yes, the same Jesus Christ who preached on hell more than any prophet or preacher in the Bible, preached more on hell than he did about heaven, preached more on hell than most preachers preach on hell today. The meek and lowly and loving Savior was a hellfire and brimstone preacher. But he also said the most loving, most wonderful, most powerful words ever recorded in the history of the world, when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," speaking about Jesus, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So in order for you to be saved from that awful place called hell, eternal death in hell, to be tormented forever, all you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, according to the words of Jesus Christ. That means you don't have to be in a church to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to do anything to get saved. The thief on the cross didn't do anything but believe in Christ. And that's all you need to do. So I want to urge you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior. And then call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you're willing to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today with all of your heart, follow me in praying the sinner's prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of the sins that I've committed against you. I know that I deserve to go to hell, like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I believe in you, Lord Jesus. I believe with all of my heart, Lord Jesus, that you suffered, you bled, and you died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins and to change. And help me to turn away from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, Allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. It is a free download. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop.